Rutherford County's place to talk. This is Rutherford Issues, hitting right at what matters most to all of us here in the heart of Tennessee. From Murfreesboro to Smyrna, Eagleville to Laverne, Leanna to Barfield, and everywhere in between. If it matters to you, you'll hear about it in the next hour here on Rutherford Issues. Now your host, Brian Barrett.
Well, a good morning to you. 10:13 right now is the time. I'm actually not Brian Barrett. I'm Scott Walker, sitting in for Brian today. Temperature outside once more, 76. I think I said 74 a second ago, but 76 degrees. Winds blowing at about 8 miles per hour. We will get a complete look at the forecast in just a little while. But first, we'll head to the local news, and I have got a lot to bring your way this morning. A lot of local news, local stories here. And we'll dive into those in just a second, I promise. Kind of overcast outside right now. Hey, you know what's coming up this weekend, don't you? Uncle Dave Making Days. That's right. Go to our website, WGNSradio.com. You'll be able to see all the information on Uncle Dave Making Days that your little heart would desire. All kinds of stuff on there about Uncle Dave Making Days. I'm looking forward to it. We're going to be out there, going to go out there and enjoy the music, the banjo pick and all that stuff. It should be a really good time this weekend. It's going to be bigger and better than ever from what I understand. Everybody I talk to, they say, man, wait till this year. They said, it's going to be awesome. Uncle Dave Making Days going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday as well. All right, let's get a look at that forecast right now.
Good morning, Scott. It looks like we'll see a few scattered showers and storms here for today with mostly cloudy skies, a high in the mid-80s, and winds out of the west around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, a slight chance for showers and storms, partly cloudy, a low near 67, and southwest winds around 5 to 10. Thursday, mostly sunny, high near 87, winds out of the north around 5 to 10. Then Thursday night, mostly clear skies, a low near 67. By Friday, mostly sunny skies, we'll see high around 90. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki, and that's a look at your forecast.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer. I do appreciate it. Well, in the news today, high foot traffic and the constant smell of marijuana brought in police to a Murfreesboro apartment complex on Dill Lane. When the first police officer arrived, he followed his nose to the suspected apartment where the odor of marijuana could easily be smelled. The officer knocked on the door, and as it was opened, the arresting officer wrote in his report, quote, I was overwhelmed by the odor of raw marijuana, end quote. Well, the person who opened the door, Richard Brown, was said to be the resident of the apartment, according to the report. The MPD arrest report showed that Brown told police he smoked marijuana with his electronic cigarette. Brown then told police there was a small amount of marijuana hidden in the couch. The weed was recovered, and police then asked permission to search Brown's cell phone. After receiving the needed consent, several hundred text messages that were, well, it looked like, I guess you should say, that somebody was doing drug sales, according to the text messages on the phone. So that was when the vice unit was called in to further investigate this case. When authorities began questioning Brown, he admitted to selling marijuana. Then a half pound of Mary Jane was recovered from a closet inside the apartment, along with $3,000 in cash. At that point, Brown was placed in handcuffs and charged with felony possession of a Schedule 6 drug and possession of drug paraphernalia. He will appear in court this August to face those charges. Well, the public is invited to attend the first of a series of special meetings prior to the City Council meeting tomorrow night. The City Council is scheduled to meet tomorrow evening at 6:30 for the public comment period, and then 7 for the actual meeting. So, therefore, if you want to talk, get there 30 minutes early. You'll be allowed to talk before the actual meeting starts at 7. If you want more information on that, just go to our website. You can send them an email to tell them, hey, you're going to be there to talk. You'll then be given 3 minutes to address the council before the meeting starts. That's going on tomorrow night at the City Council meeting. Tomorrow night, Thursday night, July the 10th, at 6:30 in the evening. Well, calling all restaurants, all applications are now being accepted to participate in the popular Taste of Hope, formerly known as the Taste of Stones River. On Saturday, September the 6th, the Avenue will present the annual Taste of Hope to benefit the Primary Care and Hope Clinic. The Culinary Festival will feature signature menu items from the area's finest restaurants, Plus, they'll have live entertainment and a variety of children's activities in the Fun Zone. This is all taking place again September the 6th, and it does benefit the Primary Care and Hope Clinic, which is a nonprofit community health center that provides quality, affordable family health services for those who are medically uninsured or underserved in our area. The Primary Care and Hope Clinic is located directly behind New Vision Baptist Church in Murfreesboro, near New Vision's baseball field. Time right now, 10:18. A 73-inch TV is a pretty big TV, and anybody driving by would notice somebody unloading that from an apartment complex and into the back of a truck. Well, a police officer here in Murfreesboro noticed it, and he saw these men taking the TV out of the apartment and then placing it into the back of the truck and then driving away. He then received word that the resident of the apartment arrived home just a few minutes later, only to find that his 73-inch Mitsubishi TV was gone. That's when the police officer probably realized that what he had witnessed was a theft of a TV from a burglary and not just people moving a TV. Well, as police arrived on the scene, wouldn't you know it, the alleged suspect drove right by them. Apparently, 34-year-old Michael Edward Smith lives in the same apartment complex as where the TV was stolen. The 73-inch TV was tracked down and returned back to the victim's apartment. It was valued at about $2,000. Michael Edward Smith was arrested, charged with aggravated burglary and vandalism and theft. Now, the reason why he was charged with vandalism was because when they were taking the 73-inch TV out of the apartment, it ran against the door frame, messing up the door frame because it was so huge. Therefore, he got the vandalism charge. So you may ask, how did he get into the apartment to begin with? There was an unlocked window in the apartment that he allegedly made his way into, and then they stole the TV, him and a couple of others, out the front door of the apartment. In other news stories, infant Amanda was 5 weeks old when her father violently beat her, leaving her critically injured until her death at the age of 22 last year. That according to Rutherford County Sheriff Robert Arnold. An autopsy performed by the state medical examiner's office showed her manner of death was homicide. It was caused by complications of blunt force head trauma. Now keep in mind, the beating that occurred was some 22 years ago. Cold case Detective Sergeant Dan Goodwin and Detective Steve Kohler questioned a number of doctors and other witnesses before presenting the case to the DA's office. Detective Kohler charged biological father Anthony Shannon Lane with first-degree murder this week. The first-degree murder of Amanda, who died at the age of 22 last year. Now keep in mind, Anthony Shannon Lane is the one who allegedly beat the child when the child was only 5 weeks old. The child lived then in a hospital bed for the next 22 years, unable to move. Lane was convicted of aggravated child abuse way back then when Amanda was first beaten in 1992. He was then sentenced to 10 years in prison. After his release, he was charged and convicted of aggravated child abuse of a second child, her half-brother Ryan. He is serving a 25-year sentence on the second conviction at the Hardeman County Correctional Facility. Sergeant Goodwin and Detective Kohler then charged Lane, age 41, with first-degree murder this week in Amanda's death. Again, she died at the age of 22, never leaving the bed because she was unable to do so. Mr. Lane was then transferred to the Rutherford County Adult Detention Center, where he is today awaiting his court hearing, which will be this month on the 18th. Amanda's case was originally investigated back in 1991 by Sheriff Detectives Chuck Thomas and J.D. Driver, resulting in the conviction of Lane and Amanda's biological mother, Stephanie Pinson, who was convicted for accessory after the fact of child abuse. She was sentenced to 2 years in jail. Rutherford County foster parents Nancy Woodall Holmes of Laverne then began caring for Amanda. In fact, she started caring for Amanda when Amanda was only 3 months of age. She could only do less than a newborn baby, according to Woodall Holmes, back when she first took her over. She couldn't suck could not swallow. She was blind and nonverbal. She was fed through a tube in the stomach. Woodall Holmes, who has cared for special needs children for 32 years, adopted Amanda as her own, who required 4 injections daily for diabetic conditions, and she had seizures. She also had cerebral palsy. The only movement she had was her seizures. That's it, her entire life. Woodall Holmes said that she couldn't sit up, could not crawl, could not roll over, could not scratch, could not hold a toy, could not do anything. She stayed in the same bed for the entire 22 years of her life. Woodall Holmes and her adult children, Michelle Durham, Hannah Woodall, and Matthew Woodall, all worked together to care for little Amanda, who again died last year, and now Amanda's biological father has been accused of and arrested for the murder of little Amanda. Keep in mind, he allegedly beat her 22 years ago. He was then sentenced for that, and now Amanda has died, and the case was reopened. And now that father is going to face first-degree murder charges. You can read even more details of that story and see pictures of Amanda on our website, WGNSradio.com. News time right now, 10:24. We do have more news coming up in just a little while. And coming up after the 10:30 hour, we're going to have on the air with us Terry Page from the Better Business Bureau, who'll be talking about some different scams right here in Rutherford County and beyond. Again, the time right now, 10:25, temperature outside, 76.
There's no excuse for the mess in Washington. I'm Jim Tracy, and I'm running for Congress in the Republican primary. Early voting begins July the 18th. Visit tracyfortn.com for hours and locations for early voting in your county. That's tracyfortn.com, and vote starting July the 18th.
Paid for by Jim Tracy for Congress, Shane Reeves, Treasurer.
I'm Jim Tracy, and I approve this message. Let's get new people in and get our country back on track.
Where is the best barbecue in town? At 1920 East Main. The best barbecue for miles around is at 1920 East Main. You can buy it by the pound, sandwich, platter, or plate. No matter what you choose, it will taste great. You can come with a friend, by yourself, or with a date. To Slick Pig Barbecue. Barbecue pork, beef, or chicken, Brunswick stew, down home atmosphere, and they cater. Slick Pig Barbecue, it's the best.
Hey, you know the game Uno?
Yeah, I love that game.
Now it's a Tennessee Lottery instant game.
I like the wild card.
Yeah, me too.
When I play it, I love to yell, wild!
Ah, why would you do that?
I don't know. I just like saying wild!
Okay.
So what can you win?
Up to $20,000.
Know what I'd do with $20,000? I'd go wild.
Go wild with the new Uno instant game from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. And don't forget, enter your tickets in the VIP player suite to earn points toward the cool things you love.
Could I see this one?
Sure. Diamond Sevens. Girl's best friend.
Okay, what's this?
That's $100,000 richer. Perfect on you.
What's this one here?
$1,000 bankroll. Very subtle, very nice.
Ooh, what about this one?
That one? Summer Jumbo Bucks. Everybody loves that one.
I'll take them all.
Which Tennessee Lottery instant game fits you best? Try one on for size and you could walk away looking like a winner. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
This is Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by the Rutherford Home Show. Saturdays at noon on WGNS, AmeriCare Pest Control, and the Omni Hut Restaurant in Smyrna.
In today's tough economy, there is one real estate team that stands out from the rest. Ann Hoke & Associates has built a reputation of success throughout Rutherford County. Ann's professional staging and exceptional service will combine to help sell your home in a timely manner. When it's your time to buy or sell, just ask Ann.
This is Ann Hoke at Keller Williams Realty. I would love to personally talk with you. Call me today at 397-4024. Sell faster and buy smarter with Ann Hoke & Associates.
Now, WGNS Good Neighbor Events and a big weekend ahead. Uncle Dave Makin' Days, Friday through Sunday, right there at Cannonsburg Pioneer Village. Starts earlier this year, 10 o'clock Friday morning. And more than $10,000 in prize money is awarded for 3 national championships. Old-time banjo, old-time clogging, and old-time buck dancing. Whatever you do, don't miss Uncle Dave Makin' Days this coming weekend. And the mobile food pantry will be at the Greenhouse Ministries Saturday morning, 9 until noon. Volunteers are needed to help distribute food boxes. Once again, that's the mobile food pantry at Greenhouse Ministries this coming Saturday morning. They're at 309 South Spring Street. And Saturday afternoon, Oakland's Historic House Museum takes you back in time to Nathan Bedford Forrest raid on the courthouse. There are two presentations. One's at 2:30, the other's at 3:30, and the admission is $10. For information, call Oakland's Historic House Museum at 893-0022. We'll see you Friday at Uncle Dave Making Days. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor Events.
Hi, this is Joe Carr, Republican candidate for the United States Senate. I'm running because voters deserve a conservative alternative to Lamar Alexander's liberal voting record. I have invited Lamar to debate the issues, but Lamar doesn't want to discuss the issues and has refused to debate. Instead, he says voters just need to go to his website. That's right, Lamar says he doesn't have time to debate. Instead, he wants us to read his website. The problem is Lamar's website doesn't tell you that immigration authorities warned him that his amnesty vote would create a border crisis. Lamar's website doesn't tell you he voted with Democrats to pass a bill creating a border crisis by giving amnesty to 11 million illegal aliens. Lamar's website doesn't tell you a lot of things. It's a shame that Lamar won't debate. Tennesseans deserve better. Lamar, if you're listening, my offer still stands. Let's debate. Let's have an honest discussion about the issues. I'm Joe Carr, and I approve this message, paid for by Joe Carr for Senate.
Have you got plans for lunch or dinner yet? Try the Burger Bar, brand new here in the borough. They're on Old Fort Parkway inside the DoubleTree Hotel. Their beef is locally sourced from rancher-owned farms, and it's USDA certified. They have beef, turkey burgers, chicken, or portobello mushroom burgers, all at the Burger Bar on Old Fort Parkway inside the DoubleTree. You can fix and customize your burger any way you want it. Stop by the Burger Bar today inside the DoubleTree Hotel on Old Fort Parkway. It's now open.
Rutherford Issues with Ryan Barrett on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. We're Rutherford County's place to talk.
It is 10:30 right now. You're tuned to WGNS. That temperature outside, once again, about 76 degrees. Well, as promised, Terry Page is with us from the Better Business Bureau, and you brought a list of recent scams affecting people really all over.
It is all over. This is our top 10 summer scam list. And every year we do this and put this together, businesses that you can do without. And we put together scams this year because the Federal Trade Commission came out with their new estimate that Americans lost $1.6 billion to scams in 2013. So we don't want that money out of good folks' pockets and into scammers. So we did come up with this. And of course, Brian and I talk about these as they come up, but I thought we'd just touch on them briefly today. The medical alert scam. Usually this is seniors. They get a phone call that promises a free medical alert system. And all they need to do is provide their bank information. And when they do, they get charged a $35 monthly fee, and getting rid of that is impossible if they give their checking information. And a lot of them just can't go out and close that down because they do have Social Security direct deposit or something. But they hook them. They say, you know, a friend or a family member wants you to have this. It's totally free. Well, they don't get the service charge, $35 a month, but they never get that medical alert necklace, bracelet type thing. So Facebook scams. This one is kind of strange. You kind of get a request from someone that you think you already know on Facebook, already a friend. And actually it's a scammer that has picked up info of your friend, resubmitted to you so they can scour your information and use it for identity theft, that type of thing. So be sure that you're careful on your social media. You keep your privacy settings high. and never share confidential information.
You know, we have seen some interesting Facebook scams here in Rutherford County over the past couple of years.
Really?
I mean, just all kinds of weirdness where one of them, somebody would friend you. And, you know, a lot of people, they'll just say okay to anybody who says, I want to friend you on Facebook, right?
Right.
I don't do that, but a lot of people do. And next thing they know, that so-and-so is telling them, hey, you know what? I can get you a loan for $10,000, or you just won this, or, you know.
Exactly.
All these other things.
Exactly. And a lot of it is, you know, just like you said, when you do that, it is a lottery scam. And they want that confidential information. So you just have to be careful with that. Auction resale scam. eBay, you know, is great. Usually has relatively new electronics and do especially well. But this one, scammers have figured out a way to fool sellers into shipping goods without receiving the payment. Believe it or not. Usually the buyer claims that they have an emergency, child's birthday, sick relative, a member of the military is shipping out, and they ask the seller to ship the same, very same day. And the seller does receive an email that looks like it's from PayPal confirming the payment, but these are fake.
So you got to open up that email address and see exactly where it comes from.
Yes, you do. And a lot of people just don't take their time. So that's another one going around. Timeshare scams. This is terrible. Fraudulent operators target sellers of timeshares with promises that they have a buyer ready to purchase. Then the scammer requires that you pay upfront fees for services, closing costs. However, once you send them that check, you never hear from them again. It's gone, over and done. Foreign lottery scams. Someone calls to tell you you've won the Canadian or Spanish lottery, but the caller needs $5,000 from the U.S. Consumers Protection Bureau, and they send you to that website, which is a true website. The only problem is it looks great. It's been scammed. It's been taken over, and the website is fake. So after you send the $5,000 delivery insurance fee, the unlucky winner never receives promised earnings. So, and not to mention, foreign lotteries are illegal, and participation in one does violate federal law. And you know, Scott, like I told you yesterday, I had a little gentleman come in. He was elderly, one of our seniors here, and he had a letter from Publishers Clearinghouse that looked official and everything. And it said he had won the lottery. They were sending him a check. It was $6,800 and something, you know, some odd cents. Wanted him to deposit that check and then send X amount of money to cover his taxes. We were looking at, the check was a forged check from MetLife Insurance. And he was just on the verge of taking that to the bank. Had he done that, he would be, and sent that money, he would be out the money he sent, plus the bank's going to come back on him for that deposit that bounced. They're going to want that. So it is a mess, and they have to be so careful. And I get those calls day after day after day, at least two or three a day.
You know, some people ask, well, where do they get the $4,000 to allegedly pay in taxes whenever they supposedly win one of these lotteries? Well, it's because they're getting a fake check in the mail. They deposit the check, and then they're able to withdraw that day X amount of dollars, and then they send that money away.
Exactly.
And then the next day they find out that was a fake check, and now you're, like you said, upside down.
You're upside down. You sure are. And that, you know, another version of that Publishers Clearinghouse scam is you get a phone call from an 876 number, and they say you've won the clearinghouse sweepstakes, a new Mercedes. Everyone I talk to, they always mention a new Mercedes.
I could use one.
I could too, but we're not going to get it from them. And that the prize patrol is just waiting down the street to bring you your money, your car, your new riches, but you've got to cover your taxes on it. And they want it on a green dot card.
That has scam written all over it.
It does have scam written all over it. But, you know, I think folks get so caught up in it, or either desperation sets in and good common sense, you know.
The green dot thing, we've heard a lot of reports about people actually going out, buying these green dot cards, loading them up with $500, $600, $700, and then they call the person back and they say, well, here's the green dot account number that I just bought. And then they pull that money off, put it on a check card of some kind or a gift card, and then they go out and spend it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're so right. And it's just gone. It's just like wire transfer who is it?
Western Union.
Yeah. And once that's gone, there is no getting that back. So
if you hear the words green dot over the telephone, hang up.
Or wire transfer. Exactly.
Yeah, forget it.
And just don't give out that personal information, because people do that. Arrest warrant scam. We've talked about this numerous times. You get a call and the caller ID has been spoofed. So it also says the sheriff's department or the local police department's number on it. And they say there's a warrant out for your arrest. You failed to show up for jury duty, whatever. And, of course, they don't take checks or credit cards. They want it on a green dot card again. Like you said, red flag. Same thing with the utility.
And both of those two scams, the utility scam and also the arrest scam, the warrant scam, those have been happening a lot in Rutherford County.
They have. They really have, almost on a weekly, bi-weekly basis, you know. And it's really sad. And same thing with utility scam. The utility companies are never going to call you and threaten to disconnect immediately your services. They're just not. It's a lengthy process. It usually involves multiple written notices, and they're certainly not going to ask you to put it on a green dot card. You're going to have to go in to see those folks. So, and the grant scam, I get lots of calls about this. Folks say they got a phone call that they've got a government grant to pay for their home repairs, help them out with unpaid bills. The government is not going to do that for you. But when folks do pay that fee for their service, they usually wind up with a list of government agencies where they can get grant applications. But that's it. You do not get, I've heard the amount, $5,000-$7,000. No. So, and then of course we did talk about phone spoofing. So there's lots of residents that have even called us and told us that their own number appears on the caller ID. So, you know, just beware. If you're uncomfortable, don't speak with someone, and by all means, don't give out your financial information.
Yeah, you've got the power to hang up the phone. And if it's a number you don't recognize, you don't have to answer it.
That's exactly right.
There's no law requiring you to answer the phone.
That's right. And, you know, if you don't answer that number and you call it back, sometimes it can go right overseas and you have a big 1995 charge you can't get rid of. So,
you know, it's interesting. There was one call that took place here in Rutherford County, and the caller claimed to be Sheriff Robert Arnold, I believe, in one incident.
Yeah.
And then we also talked to Sheriff Robert Arnold about some of these scams going on, and I'll let you hear what he said. He said that he too was a victim of a caller using a spoof number on his home phone. This is what he said.
If you remember last year, last July, I had a phone call to my house after a video went viral where they threatened to come and decapitate my children if I didn't fire a certain deputy. I had the phone service and the Homeland Security tried to trace that number. It was a spoof number. We were never able to figure out who had gotten my cell phone number and called to make those threats, because it was a spoof. And so it was impossible to track it.
Now, that obviously is a much more scary situation, but what he was saying is they can't figure out who is calling whenever a spoof number is used.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And you never know. Just know that, you know, any utility, any government official is not going to ask you to get a green dot card. They're just not going to do it. Don't fall victim to it. And speaking of falling victim, I got this. I thought it was very interesting, just hot off the press today. According to Javelin Research's 2014 identity fraud study, 13 million Americans had their identity stolen in 2013. And it cost an average of $3,500 out of their pocket to fix related problems.
All right. Now, how many million had their ID stolen?
13 million.
Wow.
That.
And the population in the U.S. is right around 300 million. That's a big percentage.
It is a big percentage. And the Federal Trade Commission said that identity theft has surpassed drug trafficking to become the most prevalent crime in our nation.
I believe it. I mean, as many of the things we're seeing in police reports here locally, I can just imagine what's happening in a lot of the other cities out there.
Absolutely. So that leads me to remind everyone that BBB does partner up with Max Shred, and we have one coming up October 18th, and shredding critical information and documents with your personal information on them takes a big bite out of this. Because identity thieves, they get it through trash, they go to the dumps, they go through your trash, they will do anything to get name, address, phone number, social security number, and you can help stop that. You don't want to become a victim of it. So just put everything in a box, and come October 18th, it's on a Saturday, we'll be at Lowe's again. All you have to do is bring it. We unload it for you. Everything. You can watch it be shred right on site. And it's a great program, and it's totally free.
And when you receive stuff in the mail, like credit card offers, should you be shredding that or just throw
Absolutely away? Absolutely shred that. Because most of it's pre-printed with your name, your address. They already know, if someone finds that you must have pretty good credit to be pre-approved. And all it's going to take is a signature. All they'd have to do is sign in, put in a social. Might not even have to be yours. May not be need to be checked if it's pre-approved. And cross out the address. I've moved to here. There you go.
You know, I noticed, and I don't know if this is just a fluke or something, but I noticed we haven't gotten a new credit card in probably 10, 15 years. I mean, when we first got married, we decided we're going to go with this company, and we just left it at that.
Right.
And we have not gotten a lot of offers in the mail for other credit cards. It's like we're off the radar now because you don't change.
You can opt out of that service.
Maybe we did at some point then.
You probably did. You can opt out of pre-approved credit cards. And if someone needs that number, they're certainly welcome to call me at the office. I can give that to them. And my office number is 867-0032. And I'd love to share this. This is great.
Uh-oh.
BBB Smart Investing has partnered with FINRA. FINRA is the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. They have an investor education foundation, and this is called Psychology of a Scam. It is a wonderful, wonderful program. You can learn to spot a scam. It's about an hour and a half. This program is totally free. It's provided without cost by the Integrity Foundation, and that's our 501c3 educational arm of the BBB of Middle Tennessee. The program is about an hour and 15 minutes. Should someone have a civic group, a church group, that they would love for this program to be brought in and shared with everyone, we're there to do it. All you need to do is give me a call. I can put you in touch with Beth. She teaches this class, and it's great. You can learn all kinds of tips, how to spot a scam, investing fraud. It touches on everything. It's a action-packed one-hour program. Totally free. We just need a place to meet. Happy to bring it.
Now, this sounded like when you told me this off the air, I thought, man, this would be cool because the psychology of a scam, that's interesting.
It is interesting. It really is. It's great. It is a great program. What is a scam? They cover that. Identifying red flags. What do scam artists want from you? reporting scams. So it is very, very good. And I think anyone could use this because we are bombarded daily with scams. And it's a great program. And just give me a call. I'll put you in touch with Beth, and she'll be happy to get that all set up for your group. And it's well worth your time.
You know, if anybody wants to learn more about scams going on in this area, can they just go to the Better Business Bureau website?
Absolutely. We even have a scam alert on the website. You can sign up for them. And it's scams that are hot and going on at the present time in our area. So
something I've done multiple times is I've run businesses' names before on the BBB website to see if there's complaints against that company or issues. And it'll tell you everything.
It tells you everything. We've now even added customer reviews, so you can actually go in and read customer reviews. What kind of project they had going, what happened with it. It's great. And yes, we have millions of businesses that we letter grade them. And you can go at gobbb.org. Just type it in. It brings it up. You can find out who the principal is, how long they've been in business, how many complaints they've had. Complaints aren't really a bad thing. Complaints give a business the opportunity to grow and learn, but it's how those complaints have been handled and resolved by the business. That means everything.
Now, are you talking any business out there? So big chain corporations that are nationwide, you're able to read reviews on them as well?
Yes, you are.
That's great. That's very handy.
It is handy. And also, if you're in a quandary, you've got, you know, if you need new gutters, new roof, new anything around the house, we have an e-quote. You just go in, type your information in, put what you're looking for. That will go out to only accredited businesses in your area, and they'll send you an email back. You can do a set of tires, anything you need.
You know, this is also good for those job seekers out there who are wanting to be with a good company over the next however many years. They ought to look at the BBB site before actually applying for places.
You are so right. You know, we spoke about that at Motlow, because if businesses aren't going to take care of their customers, they're certainly not going to take care of their employees. So,
Good point. Terry Page with us today from the Better Business Bureau. Again, the date for the Shred Day,
October the 18th. So just put everything in a box or a bag. Protect yourself. Come up and see us. We'd love to have you.
Sounds good, Terry. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, thank you, Scott. I enjoy it.
Right now, the time, 10:51. We do have more news coming your way in a little while. Temperature outside, 76.
Get out of the house. Turn off the computers, the cell phones, and video games. It's time to create some family memories with your mom, dad, your children, or your spouse. Or maybe just spend some quality time with your friends. I'm Randy Bolin, Murfreesboro Outdoors, on Northwest Broad Street between Highway 840 and Thompson Lane. Me and my staff treat people the way we would like to be treated when shopping for fishing, hunting, or shooting supplies. Murfreesboro Outdoors, open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6 on Northwest Broad Street. I'm Randy Bolin. Now, turn off the computers and go hunting or fishing.
Doug Young at City Tile and Floor Covering on South Spring Street next to the Vine Street Fire Hall.
So a lot of times people will bring a clipping out of a magazine, and I say, oh, we can do that. Let me show you what we've done. I've got a book of photos that we take of jobs that we do.
Online at citytile.net.
This is Doug Young at City Tile, and I would like to invite you in to see the difference that we have in our showroom. We can do it all for you and make it a quality and a good experience for all.